I respond as the originator of the Union of the Stated address, you know, back before I showed it up. I'm going to give out a secret word, just like the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi cult, which this blogger reveals the source of those secret words that cult would give out to new devotees. The secret word, which I'm going to expose and say, if you know this word, you will be the most intelligent human on the planet and be able to mingle with the intellectuals as well as the hoi polloi. Any level, you will appear incredibly intelligent. And that word is Hendiades, H-E-N-D-I-A-D-Y-S. H-E-N-D-I-A-D-Y-S. Look it up. It means one by means of two. And the actual description of the relationship between the physical and non-physical, or the distance between you and you, or the peanut butter sandwich with the peanut butter in the middle, sticking the physical and non-physical together, or the physical and the other you, which could not be the labyrinth of the mind, but it might be considered that. You got that triangulation, but the distance between you and you, which is put together by the peanut butter, which I say is non-physical, that metaphor is a description of one by means of two. So then you look at what that can mean in other terms. It means the essence of metaphor, looking at one thing through another. So, James, what's the word? Hendiades? Is that the word?
I've never heard of the word the way you've expressed it before. This is like a news flash you just put up here. I didn't even know you were going to talk about this. Of course, I never know what you're going to talk about.
That's right. Well, nobody knew.
From the Dobbs town.
Yeah, Ion knew because he said, Ion tried to get me to talk about it the first hour, and I said, well, that comes later. I wanted to do it after we played the Hendrix song because the two riders approaching, that's Hendiades. That's one by means of two. Now, the other aspect of this is you take the word medium. What is a medium? Well, many people today use the word media to refer to the news medium, or they might talk about a particular kind of technology and call a medium. The interplay between medium and media is an example of Hendiades. I'll give you another example. Just a second. Here it is, Hendiades. Examples of Hendiades is when normally you would take a noun and an adjective, two words, but instead you take two nouns and make them be redundant but effective, something like that. Here it is. An example of Hendiades is the phrase nice and warm. Another one is good and loud, or big and fat, sick and tired, long and leggy. So it says here in the dictionary, you take the phrase a man of great wisdom. That's Hendiades for a wise man. So a wise man is an adjective of great wisdom. You got two nouns, man and wisdom. So now let me just, with that as the background, let me just say how it is defined technically in the dictionary. It says it's a figure of speech in which two words joined by and express an idea that is more commonly expressed by an adjective and a substantive or a noun. Expression of an idea by two nouns connected by and instead of a noun as qualifier. Some examples: by length of time and siege, for by a long siege. Not you, coy dame, your lowers and your looks, for your lowering looks. So, James, are you getting a clue to how Hendiades is saying the same idea with another word, and it's almost redundant, but it's effective the way you say it? You get that?
Yes. Yes.
One by means of two. One by means of two. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you take an example of modern-day Hendiades is the words medium and media. They're interchangeable. And so they're interesting to relate medium and media to the phenomenon of ion or the phenomenon of seances or channeling. It's one by means of two. That's what ion is always suggesting. Look at the distance between you and you, or suggesting there's a non-physical and a physical. To interplay those two to get back to one. One by means of two. So when I was talking about this with Ion last night, he suggested adding adding tri, T-R-I, to Hendiades. And mm-hmm. the tri is what? What is the three? Is that triangulation ion?
No.
Why did you bring in the tri? Is that the 1 plus 1 equals 1?
In CAN, that was the example on the outset. But see, here you go. You have physical, non-physical, and used to have, and some humans still do, have to confine that within the labyrinth of their mind. So the mind becomes an applique that you're trying to never engage, obviously. When we say never mind, that's what we mean. But the point of that, the tri, is a three-part aspect of the biggerness that you are trying to embrace completely. So we've added the third dynamic, and you could call that triangulation, the third dynamic that allows a more of a complete embracing of what you're trying desperately to convey.
Right. So you have two, one by means of two. That's two poles. Actually, I prefer to call it duality. So the twinning, when you look up Hendiades, you often see that it's defined as twins or twinning. So you have this twinning phenomenon going on. So you have two, but they're similar, so it's almost one and then the same one, so one plus one. You put them together, you implode them. It's not that they become one, they create a new one, a new pole. Is that mm-hmm. the way you say it, Ian?
In the three parts, if you're going to use our bad peanut butter sandwich metaphor, you have two pieces of bread, and what you're trying to stick them together with is non-physical, which is the peanut butter. So you have three aspects of your peanut butter sandwich, even though it is only connecting of two, one by two, or two by one. The peanut butter is integral in the part, but not. It's just the connective position for the two pieces of bread, which makes a new thing, which is one peanut butter sandwich, even though it is inclusive of two previously individual pieces of bread.
Yeah, so the ascending person merges the distance between you and you, and a new one is created, a new moment, a new extension. You didn't like the word extension. What is this new aspect that's created?
A creator that is connected
and
one.
And can take the contrast that the new one creates.
Yeah, it's like it's the same thing that the Christian church desperately missed the boat on, but they talk about the trilogy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost merging as one. Same thing.
Okay, so Hendiades, meaning one by means of two and including the twinning aspect, what's your comment on the use of that word, even though it's just a word?
That's James.
If I say Hendiades, what do I create? What does non-physical do to me?
Okay, merges. It has the best opportunity to merge the separateness that is you, because you're exposing it. That may be contrasting, but only for a moment.
Does non-physical already know what Hendiades means?
Do.
So they're non-physical, excellent philologist, entomologist. It knows where words come from or what they mean, right?
Well, that changes, but we knew what they meant when you made them, but it doesn't last very long, but yes.
Oh, okay, so if the meanings change, then what would you respond? You respond to what we think it means at the moment, not what a dictionary said 100 years ago.
Yes, but if you knew what words meant, okay, if you knew what words meant, you would have a much greater chance of communicating exposed words to convey ideas.
Well, that's a great point, though, Bob, because if we say a word and we think we know what it means, that's a thought. It's not the word. So is non-physical going on the original meaning of words when it hears our words?
More times than not, even though sometimes the words you're saying isn't what you mean at all, yet it becomes the essence of your creation, and sometimes to your chagrin, because you're like, crap, all I said was shit. I didn't mean I wanted it to be on me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that. It's a good point. So Hendiades is not a bad word from non-physical's point of view. So I would say Hendiades, and that action will happen. Will occur around me.
Very good.
So now what do you think of the Hindites of medium and media, considering all the different meanings that the word medium evokes today?
Well, everything that they offer gets countered with something they didn't offer. They take serendipity and make it less than.
So you see the phrase medium and media is a less than effect?
Well, that's what they offer. Every good and true for perfect creation. Hey, they take sex, which is God's idea, human creator's best display of inclusive force field orgasm, and they turn it into pornography.
Okay, so if you take if you go back and listen to last week's January 19th show, you'll hear a good exploring of what money is as a medium of exchange. To me, it sounds like exchange is like Hindiades. It's a interaction.
Or completion of a commerced transaction. There you go.
Yeah.
One of the definitions is two for one, as in, like in a two for one sale.
Right. Okay.
So buy one, get one half off.
So Hindiades is the big extra offer that many stores offer.
Yeah.
The two for one. Just say Hindiades.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, what was it when Clinton wanted to become president? He kept telling people, well, you get me and Hillary for the price of one.
Oh, yeah. Hindiades. He's riding on that. So, James, the hidden ground of transactions is Hindiades. Now, if you look up the history of the word medium, you find that Aristotle is the first one to write about it. And he considered the medium as that area between the sense that does the perceiving and the object or event that is perceived. So, you know, I have my eye and I see a tree. The medium is the element in between, air, water, whatever. It's the in-between situation.
And yet the tree still is, even though you don't see it.
How come we don't see it if we do see it?
We don't see the environment.
Exactly.
Between, he meant.
Oh, I thought you meant we didn't see the tree. Oh, I thought you meant we didn't see the tree. Yeah, you don't see the medium.
And even if you don't see the tree still is.
Right. So Ion's, Aristotle defined the most general meaning of medium was in the middle. And when I hear Ion stressing the reality of the middle kingdom, it's interesting to bring in the meaning of medium in that. What is the medium between physical, between outer kingdom, inner kingdom, and middle kingdom? And I'm
small and large.
Small and large. So you have this triangulation, which is tri-Hindiades or not, and then you have this interplay between medium as the middle place. That is what I mean by tactility, or tactile is the interval. Now, we have Angela makes a big deal about the word void, and then she and Chad met with Sasha, and he figured out that the void meant the interval. Now, Ian, would the interval mean the medium, as Aristotle defined it?
No, not exactly, because the interval could be a creation that already is, that you haven't aligned with and allowed into your personal experience, but already is. So if you're going to go at it from the interval as then the space it takes you to line up with that thing, great. Red Porsche. Red Porsches already are. Okay, you already are, but to get you in a red Porsche, you have to be vibrationally in the same wavelength for that to hook up.
Right, so vibration and frequency and wavelength are other words for the medium that you determine for yourself.
What could you call it, a meter?
Yeah.
An e-meter. It's an e-meter.
Mr. Hubbard.
It's an e-meter.
The e-medium. So you see, James, that this word Hindiades is a pretty incredible word. McLuhan even had one of his books, he had a chapter title called Hindiades.
Bob, you're giving the state of the onion and you're not letting people applaud and clap and jump up.
Oh, well, we'll get that. I'm not interested. I'm efficient. We'll get to that. I assume that's happening, but I'm glad you reminded us of what we're doing here. I'm saying that what's his name? The Ion guy. He, the president, he worked within what he knew. And he was trying to talk about the new. But he can't say the new unless you come up with something new, and you do that by saying a word. He should have discussed Hindiades and said, everything that I'm saying today And maybe even filled in some things that I would not fill in, but he could because he's got authority. But the point is that you're hearing the real State of the Union address from me and not from the president. But the president, he is so subjected to our power here, our power.
He comes up with a statement like this. It's not in the best interest to cut taxes, to remove the engine from the airplane as a way as a cost-based savings. But what he didn't say is you could put an extra engine on the airplane, but if you can't afford to put the fuel in it, neither engine's going to serve you well.